Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our first hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, number 680 in the hymnal.
So the last song is America the Beautiful. That's always one of my favorites.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, Father, to the Son, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I invite you to join me in saying together the Jubilate found on page 82 or in your booklet. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
The psalm for today is Psalm 45, either found on your printout or in the Book of Common Prayer, 648. Hear, O daughter, consider and listen closely.
Forget your people and your father's house.
The king will have pleasure in your beauty.
He is your master, therefore do him honor.
People of Tyre are here with
the rich among the people seek your favor.
How glorious the princess as she enters.
Her gown is cloth of gold.
In an embroidered apparel she is brought to the king. The joy and gladness they are brought.
And enter into the palace of the king.
In place of the fathers of king, you shall have sons.
You shall make them princes over all the earth.
I will make your name to be remembered from one generation to another.
Therefore nations will praise you forever and ever. Amen. Mary, would you do the first reading, please?
A reading from the book of Genesis. The man said to Rebekah and her household, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become wealthy. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female slaves, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old. And he has given him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house, to my kindred, and get a wife for my son. I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you will only make successful the way I am going, I'm standing here by the spring of water. Let the young woman who comes out to draw, to whom I shall say, please give me a little water from your jar to drink, and who will say to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew. I said to her, please let me drink. She quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will also water your camel. So I drank, and she also watered the camel. Then I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by his right way to obtain the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you will deal loyally and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, so that I may turn either to the right hand or to the left. And they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? She said, I will. So they sent away their sister Rebekah and her nurse, along with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of myriads. May your offspring gain possession of the gates of their foes. Then Rebekah and her maids rose up, mounted the camels, and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went on his way. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahiroi and was settled in the Negev. Isaac went out in the evening to walk in the field, and looking up, he saw camels coming. And Rebekah looked up, and when she saw Isaac, she slipped quickly from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is the man over there walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. He took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God.
I invite you to join me in saying Canticle 21, that's on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your booklet. You are God, we praise you.
Praise you.
You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you, the noble fellowship praise you, the white-robed army of praise you, throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you.
Thank you.
Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, and worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Amen.
The second lesson this morning is from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For if I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that to do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together Amazing Grace, number 671 in the hymnal.
Grace my faith. 2.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion on me as long as life endures.
St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, to what will I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. So the man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Your wisdom is vindicated by your deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden those things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. Anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy, and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I admire those of you who have not gained a single pandemic pound, or those of you who have not spent your COVID dollars frivolously, or those of you who have not stayed up well past midnight playing solitaire on the computer when you had to be up early the next morning. It reminds me of Nancy Reagan when she said, just say no in the war on drugs. Excuse me. We know how to say no. We like to say no, but we seem to say no to the wrong things. We say no to the things that are good for us and willingly take in the things that are not. Paul's letter to the Romans, he starts out today, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. Now we got to remember, Paul is writing this letter to the Romans from jail before he even goes to Rome, before he meets any of them. He knows he's going to be encountering a crowd of Romans and Greeks and Jews and Gentiles. He's going to be introducing the word of Christ. He's going to be introducing the gospel message. And so what we know about the people of those days, the idea of sin is not universal. For the Jews, sin was when you have broken one of the commandments or the laws, and then you need to make sacrifice, or you need to do something to make up for becoming unclean, to become clean again. For the Romans and the Greek, they had lots of philosophers who were telling them the best way to live. And they knew everybody pretty much agreed on the vices and virtues, but they pretty much didn't agree on how bad it was or what to do about it. And then you had the pagans, the Gentiles, the people who lived by cultural norms rather than a set of rules. But each and every one of them could understand when Paul said, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate." And I think it's pretty much universal that we can identify with that saying, how we fall short of the ideal, how we tend to listen. You know, you've got the little devil on this shoulder and the angel on this shoulder, and the devil says, "Take the second cookie," and the first one says, "But no, I don't want to," and the second says, "Oh, come on, nobody will know." We like to listen to that voice instead. And before Paul comes up with a solution, he talks about how it breaks our relationship with our Creator when we do the things that we know are wrong. He also talks about the law within him, the law that he understands. And of course, Paul's the one who also says, no, you don't have to follow the letter of the law, but you have to follow the intent to fulfill the law. But he also says what dwells within us is that little bit of evil, that little convincing, conniving, tempting voice. And he says, so what's the solution here? What am I going to do? Who can save me? And then he says, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He says, Jesus Christ is the solution to this. Jesus Christ is how we can understand how to follow. And if you continue to read the book of Romans, at some point he says, we don't ever have to sin. We don't ever have to sin if we just turn to Jesus. Now, what I know is that's not my human nature. I don't think that's any of our human nature to do that. Yesterday, we celebrated the 4th of July, and we celebrate our country's independence with quite a bit of pride. Flags everywhere, fireworks, parades. We are proud, independent Americans, and we pride ourselves on our independence. Nobody can tell us what to do. Nobody can make us do anything. And I understand that. That's the way I was brought up as well. But Jesus is saying there's another way. In the gospel today, Jesus is saying to the people, he said, you're like the children in the courtyard. I'm playing songs for you on my harp or my flute, and you do not dance. I am sitting over here wailing, and you do not mourn. Basically, he's saying you people aren't paying attention at all, and you don't care. You don't care about what's going on in the world. He said, John the Baptist came. He was telling you to repent. He was calling you, all of you, down to the river to be baptized, to repent of your sin, to save our nation, to bring us back into good relationship with God. And he said, and you said he had a demon. And then the Son of Man came, and he would eat and drink with everybody, anybody, tax collectors, sinners, prostitutes, anybody. And you called him a drunkard and a glutton. So what's going to save you, folks? And Jesus then says, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is saying, just come to me. Come to me. And what we know about yokes, what he's talking about, you get a pair of oxen, young oxen, the same age, and you put the yoke on them, and you train them from a very young age how to work together, how to move together. And when the yoke fits just right, you don't get any blisters, any calluses, no worn spots. And as they grow, you change the yoke so that they learn to work as a team, always staying on the path. And Jesus is saying, come to me. My yoke is easy. My burden, the weight of the wood, is light. Now, what that entails is that we have to surrender our willpower to Jesus. And the minute I say the word surrender, we say, we don't do that. We're independent Americans. We're strong and willful people. And it reminds me of when my daughter was 4 years old and she'd love to say, I can do it myself. I can tie my shoes. And she would just kind of scramble her fingers and say, there. They weren't tied, but I can do it myself. I'd try to brush her teeth. I can do it myself. And what I'm here to tell you is none of us have changed. I want to do it myself. And Jesus has said, let me help. Let this community help. I always think of that game we played where you'd lie on the floor. Someone would lie on the floor and everybody would put two pointer fingers underneath and you could lift them up like they weighed nothing. This community, when we yoke ourselves to this community, all the burdens become light. We just have to surrender our will to Jesus. We just have to submit to the will of God. And Jesus is saying, it's easy to do, but it's your choice. And we get back to Paul, and Paul saying, well, I want to. I mean to. I plan to. But then I did this other thing. And Jesus is saying, if you turn to me, come to me, submit to me, immerse yourself in my word. Anytime you are tempted, get on your knees and pray. Anytime you are lonely or frightened or bored, turn to me. Turn to this community of Christians, and we will hold you up. We will make that burden light. Together, we will stay on the path together. And when one of us tries to turn away, the yoke will keep us on the right path. So my question for you this week is, are you ready to surrender your will to God? I invite you to a minute of silence. I now invite you to join me in affirmation of your faith in the form of the Apostles' Creed. It's in the Book of Common Prayer on page 96 or in your booklet. And we say together, I believe, in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you.
Let us pray. With you. Our Father.
Father.
Who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Refuges is found on page 3, page 94 on your passout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart, and united in one another with pure affection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. O God, make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day with blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, They That Wait Upon the Lord.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Creatures in below.
prayers of the people is form 6 found on page 390 of the Red Prayer Book or on your printout. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work,
For
this community, the nation, and the world.
For all the workers, justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we especially pray for Kevin, Janet, and John, Pam, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, Baby Eliza and family, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Bill, Wendell, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Jane F., Mario, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, and especially for the food pantry, our students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
George.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
And praise you.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
For all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying together the General Thanksgiving, Book of Common Prayer, page 101, or in your booklet. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness and awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn, America the Beautiful. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
Thanks to God. Just a couple of quick announcements. I'm taking next week off as a study week, so I will not be available, but the wardens, Leah and Nancy, are available if there is something you need. There will not be any Bible study next week, but there will be Compline every night at 8 o'clock as usual. I think that's all I have. So.